本末速度，本末红本的人格的本末速度，本末红本的人格的本末速度，本末红本的人格的本末速度。三界俱当作尽求难劳，向西而得道乃加深切，得可尽足亦可所能及。罗拉盘西日三界日本可，三界俱当作尽求难劳，向西而得道乃加深切，得可尽足亦可所能及。罗拉盘西日三界日本可。想求三求人不起，马起班那么起起了就起吧，明白明白。公女公顿陪我来喝，想求三求人不起，马起班那么起起了就起吧，明白明白。公女公顿陪我来喝。
Every new morning is a new start to a new life. And in every day there are 24 hours. And within these 24 hours, it is equal for every single sentient being. And in this time, whether you engage in positive activities or negative activities, this is you that decides. And when you wake up, the new 24 hours start, and are you going to engage in positive activities for this day? Or is it going to be the beginning of a day spent engaging in negative activities? And whether for this day you're going to engage in positive activities or negative activities, this you decide in the morning. As a practitioner, when we first wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, then what we do first is give rise to bodhicitta and decide for this day in these 24 hours, no matter what happens, whether there are positive things or negative things, if I have a good mood or a bad mood, if things go smoothly or there are a lot of obstacles. All of them are the appearances of lost sentient beings. Most important is what I decide, and that may be that whatever arises, whatever I encounter today, positive or negative, I am going to maintain the right mindfulness and awareness for these 24 hours. And what is this right mindfulness and right awareness? Is to have a mind that doesn't harm sentient beings. And for this day, I'm going to maintain this state of mind, and this is my practice for today. And the second is that after we have taken these bodhisattva vows, that we will not give up on or abandon sentient beings. From today, I will benefit sentient beings. Don't have this mind that thinks I'm not able to benefit sentient beings, or I'm going to abandon or not help sentient beings. Irrespective of whether other sentient beings are kind to me or harmful towards me, I've taken these bodhisattva vows and I will not harbor any harmful thoughts towards any sentient beings. And never abandon this aspiration to benefit sentient beings. And in this way, maintain the right mindfulness and right awareness. And spend the 24 hours of this day in this way. Naturally, there may be times during the day that our mind is lost or confused, and this is normal because since beginning this time till now, we haven't trained this mind of ours, or because we haven't practiced very well. And as a result, there will be these impure thoughts that arise. In the morning, to make this aspiration, have this resolve that today, this is how I'm going to spend my 24 hours. And this is of great benefit. It's really of great help. And gives us a great motivation and energy to help us to transform and to live this way. And to maintain the right mindfulness and right awareness and continuously endeavor in this way. Every morning when you wake up, make the aspiration that today I'm going to spend this day with bodhicitta, with wisdom, in equanimity towards all sentient beings. We can make this resolve, have this determination that for this next 24 hours, this is how we will spend the day. Spend our day like this, and in the evening as well, before we go to bed, give rise to boundless bodhicitta, that even in my dreams that I may dream of and benefit sentient beings, and endeavor or aspire, hope to maintain this right mindfulness and awareness. And the three jewels, please bless me that within my dreams also I may benefit sentient beings and at least not harm sentient beings. And if we spend the day in this manner, we might find also that our dreams are also full of joy and happiness. And that even in the luminosity of our dreams, we may get the blessing of our Guru and the Three Jewels. And that also within our dreams, we have the ability to benefit sentient beings. And that we have no nightmares and no impure dreams. And that we are able to maintain compassion and bodhicitta. And in this way have these auspicious dreams, and then night and day, this life of ours is luminous, is of blessing, is auspicious, is pure and has boundless merit. Then this life of ours and this body of ours becomes a tool to benefit, a Dharma tool to benefit sentient beings with bodhicitta and compassion. And in this way, we can build, we can establish this type of life. Why is it that we say from 5 to 6 in the morning we should meditate? Is because many of the sentient beings at that time are in a state of confusion. Many of them are sleeping. They haven't woken up, so they haven't started engaging in negative activities. And this includes also the animals. And also most people are still involved in their dreams. They haven't woken up yet. However, at this time, most of the great teachers, the great enlightened beings, the really pure practitioners, are practicing in a state of meditative concentration. And also the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas benefit beings in a state of meditative concentration. And many of these students are in the experience of their true nature of mind, in the merits of nirvana. All of these merits, they are busy practicing in meditation. In the past and now, most of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are in this time in a state of meditation, benefiting sentient beings. Also at this time, most sentient beings haven't woken up, and so they haven't started engaging in all sorts of negative activities. And so our mind is very easy to be able to settle down. And then very easily our mind is able to experience this very pure, luminous state of mind. At this time in the morning also, most likely you have rested well, and so you are not feeling dull with a lack of awareness. And at this time, our mind is also very pure, very clear. And if we practice like this, then every morning as we wake up, naturally our renunciation and bodhicitta will arise. and also one's unmoving gratitude to our enlightened Guru and our belief in our enlightened Guru. Like we have the belief in Buddha, and why? It's because every morning we are practicing. And the power of this practice is really incredible. And all of those merits we are wishing to achieve, we can perfect. Don't stop your practices, and the practices are a training of our mind. And through the practices, we then engage so that our mind becomes one with that of our Vajra Guru and that of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So don't stop the practices. Connect our practices with these states of mind. Continue and practice. And then in this way, really, we can also achieve and become one with this wisdom and compassion and energy of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.